What's upset you now?
I've just got to stop saying yes to stuff that is just obviously going to make me feel bad. I just don't know why I keep... I've just signed up to Fantasy Football League for the first time... for the first time ever. Right, notoriously the most stressful job in the world is managing a Premier League football team. Why would you agree to do it for free? It's visible. So I'm in a league with a load of people. Some I know quite well, some that I don't know. And I'm doing shit, obviously. It requires so much admin and thought and homework. And it's just like...
Sorry, do you...
So basically, until the end of this football season, I'm just going to feel shit about myself. For no money.
That's life.
Do you know what I mean?
That is life, mate. Welcome.
Why do... And it's just so, like, people take it so seriously.
I don't know. I've also signed up to it, but I didn't know I had to do anything. I just did it, and then I thought, oh, that's it. And at the end of the season, they tell me how it went.
What, you've not
Am
even
I meant
picked
to be
the team?
Doing something?
You've not picked the team.
I did, no, I picked the team, but I wasn't looking. I just did it and sent it, and I thought, I don't have to deal with that now until the end of the season. But you're saying I'm meant to be doing something.
Well, some players don't play. I mean, I had 1 week, like, six players playing. You're only allowed three from any one team, and they were playing each other. You know, just stupid things. Obviously, you know, you want to pick... I'm boring myself talking about it. It's so tedious. And some people just put so much work into it. I mean,
no, it's
you
not
know.
For me. I mean, you know, I don't like joining in. I don't want to join in.
Well, no, I think this is the thing. My problem is I can't say no to things that I know are going to make me feel bad. Your problem is you don't even say yes to things that might make you feel good. I think that's the difference between me and you. I just say yes to stuff and go, oh, why have I said yes to that?
My friends get very angry at me because I refuse to organise to meet them. So they go, they'll go to me, oh, do you want to meet next Wednesday? And I go, I'm not agreeing to that. And they go, what do you mean? I go, I don't know if I'm going to want to see you on Wednesday.
I mean, it's a difficult one to call which of the two is better. It's like, have you seen that? Well, you obviously see that you're a huge Jim Carrey fan, but the Jim Carrey film, Yes Man.
Yes, I have.
I have sort of lived periods of my life like that. I mean, you are like him before he goes to that seminar where he just has to agree to say yes to everything. You just say no to everything.
No, but I don't. I just don't get it because obviously what happens is you end up on the day having to do the thing you agreed to do, and you don't want to do it because now you have to do it. So basically, what I understand is about myself is I can honestly say I have never not begrudgingly put on my shoes. I put on my shoes. Every time I put on my shoes, I think, why have I agreed to do it? It's either I've agreed to do it, so it's my fault, or I have to do it, like going to the doctors or something, which obviously means, you know, you don't want to do it, you just have to do it. It's a procedural thing. So, I'm happy to have been putting on my shoes is at bowling, because it means I'm going home.
Your own shoes.
Yeah.
I love bowling, actually. That's one thing I never regret saying yes to.
What?
Tenpin bowling.
Do you know what? You love sport where there's not that much movement involved.
Shut up.
Golf and bowling. You're one of those. You're the Big Lebowski.
One of those?
Yeah.
That's not a type.
Yeah. I bet you
You
like...
can't go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you are. Paul is into sport, but the ones where you don't move much. Those ones. Paul.
Bowling.
Paul? Do you like Paul? Paul? Do you like Paul?
Love it. Love
of course
it.
You
love
do, because you don't really have to move. I get it.
What do you like then that involves so much movement?
I get it. You're competitive.
I forgot that you'd done a fucking Tough Mudder. Oh, here he is, old Triathlon Walsh. You know what they say about old Sean? If he's not on a bike, he's running or swimming.
No, but I...
Doesn't bloody stop moving. That lad just does not stop moving.
I tell you something I've never understood. And just explain it to me. Actually, do you know what? They've just popped into my head, and I've been wanting to talk to this about. I've wanted to talk about this to someone, right? You know, in films, when someone's in the hospital, and they've been put in hospital, and they try and get out early. You know that they go, get off me, no, I want to go. What are you doing?
You would definitely do that.
No, I wouldn't. I would stay put.
You'd be a terrible patient.
No, I would. I'd be all the best.
All the nurses would be talking about you in the staff room. God, have you met that bloody moaning bloke in Ward 3? Oh, God.
I would be loving it.
Why is he in it? Well, he pulled a muscle because he couldn't stop moving. All that sport he kept doing that it required so much movement.
Hospital, you look basically in bed, people feed you. Make sure I'm better, and when I am, I'll leave. Who are these people that just want to go? That doesn't happen, does it? Let me go. We're trying to save you.
No, I think people get really anxious, don't they, when they go to hospital, and it's, yeah, I can understand that. That sort of panic. Oh, God, I want to get out of here. I hate hospitals.
I hate them.
Of course you do.
They're trying to... It's a building where they're trying to save you. This is the best place.
No.
Okay.
Have you ever been in hospital for like anything for like a sustained period? I had my tonsils out when I was young.
Oh, I had my tonsils out. I still don't understand tonsils. What were they?
Well, as far as I can make out, they serve absolutely no purpose at all. I don't know why everyone doesn't just have them out when they're born. Umbilical cord, tonsils. Let's just save you a return visit. You're going to be back when you're at 11. Yeah, that's the sort of fact that they love telling you when you go to take it. The thing is, you don't actually need your tonsils. Well, fucking take them out in the first place then. They're like that little, that flap that you get on a McDonald's milkshake that you pull off to put the straw in. That's basically the tonsil is the human equivalent of one of those. Take it off. I don't want to come back here. Once when I'm born, once when I die. And if I have to come back in the interim, then so be it. But don't make me come back for something I don't need in the first place. It was actually quite a good laugh, though, when we had my tonsils out. I can remember there was like a few...
What?
Our kind of made friends in there. There was like...
Of
we were in
course
sort of...
you did. Here he is, banter Paul. Oh, the banter train. Choo-choo. Paul's here. Why can't you just do anything and keep it just... Like, I like running, right? But I don't like racing. Why make this competitive? I could just run at my own pace. It's nice. Why does everyone have to compete all the time? Gamify everything. Not everything...
Map my run.
Not everything needs to be a game.
Look at the run I did. Oh, well done. You've drawn a cock and balls. How very original. You know that.
Is that real? Is that real?
Have you never seen that before? When someone's sort of like jog route is a... That's more telling about the people I know, really, than the...
Oh, my God.
What do you like about running? Running is... I can see the sort of appeal of running. I've not done it for a while, but it is, you know...
I remember once you told me you ran for 40 minutes and I just didn't believe you.
What do you mean you didn't believe me? How long can you fucking run for then?
I can run an hour, but I just can't... I just don't believe... What are you laughing at?
Yeah...
What?
Nothing. What sort of facial expression do you do when you're
I sing.
I know. Have you seen Happy Gilmore when Shooter McGavin gets all the sort of hires all those fans to come and heckle him? If I'd love to spot you out running and just drive behind you in the car, chucking rubbish at you out the window, beep him up.
I'll tell you what I can't stand. I'll tell you what I refuse. You'll be here with me on this. You'll be... I jog, right? I know what it takes. You get to a traffic light. Stop. It's fine. Just stop. It's okay. We're going to be going again in a few seconds. Possibly a minute. It's fine. The people that move on the spot. The joggers that jog on the spot.
Absolutely ludicrous. I mean, yeah.
Why do you need to do that? When you're stood next to them, you're just stood there. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, it's mental. Absolutely mental. Some people have that kind of... Do you think people are born with that? Yeah, I'm just energetic. I'm here. I'm ready to go. Okay, guys. You know, let's just sort of... we're going to do a sort of quick buzz meeting this morning to get everyone sort of buzzed up for the day.
Yeah.
Everything's great. Okay, Sean. And it doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what you say to them, they'll turn it into a positive. Okay, Paul, so what do you think about how things are going? I used to work at a call centre and it's like, yeah, okay, we can hear a smile. Stand up while you're selling. We want to just energy. Paul, what do you think? I go, well, I just think this is shit. Okay. Focus that. Great, great feedback. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for your input. There's nothing you can say to these people. You can't get them drawn in to, like, you just go like, oh, I've had enough of this. To be honest with you, I'm going to start looking for something else because I just don't think it's for me. Half of the people I speak to are idiots. No one wants to buy this. What we're selling is shit. You're annoying me.
Oh, God. People that are up for anything. People that are up for things. Just calm down. Do you know what? I'm not going to say it bothered me, to be honest with you, but I thought, you know when people... like, message you after they've seen you. Someone said to me the other day in a message, hope you got home okay. I was in Manchester.
I think that's really nice.
What do you mean, hope I got home okay? I'm 35. It's 2021. I got on a train.
I would say, contrary to that, whoever has texted you obviously knows you quite well. Anyone that's checking to see if you've got home okay...
It's needless. It doesn't. I don't appreciate it. I don't believe you. I don't believe that you honestly thought, I hope he's okay getting home. You didn't think that. So why are you writing it? You're a liar.
No, but it's just someone saying it's nice to see you, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's probably not. You're lying. You didn't hope I was okay on the
For the first time, Sean, I agree with you. It probably wasn't nice to see you. Yes. Okay. I think you have to take it. You have to judge each case on its own merits.
I hope you got home okay. It's not. I'm not coming home from Berlin in 1939. I'm getting the train from Manchester to London. It's gonna be okay. I feel like texting back, going, "Do you know what? I was okay, but the rest of the victims on the train weren't."
Oh.
Was that a bit much?
I hate that. And you went sort of like, it's always, I've always get this, when sort of banter's, it's all banter until I say something. Like, oh, all right, so hold on, what they just said three goes ago was way worse than that.
Goes? Three goes? You see, you can't, everything is a game to you. Even a chat is a panel show. What is wrong with you? Three goes!
You know what I mean, though? Oh, it's all right when he says it, is it? Sorry, it's all right when he says I've got a beaky nose. As soon as I bring his weight into it, the fun stops.
Oh, my God. I just don't like... I'm seeking truth. I'm seeking truth. That's what I just don't like.
God, the truth seeker. Why don't you get your staff out?
I'm seeking the truth in the situation.
I say it how I see it, babes.
No, I don't.
That's just me, babes. I just say what I see.
I really don't say what I see. I'd love to say what I see. I think we're getting a lot of trouble.
You do say what you see.
No, I do not. If you think that's me saying what I see, then imagine what I'm not saying.
Wow. I mean, if you're holding back.
Oh.
And I know it, you know, as I speak to you, it's a Saturday and I don't want to ruin your weekend, but you are a deeply unpleasant individual.
You're a cunt.